Autumn is in the air, the pumpkins are in the patch, and our friends at Manscaped are here to make sure you don't carve your pants, pumpkins, when you're grooming, if you know what I'm talking about. Make sure you're keeping things fresh this fall with the leaders in male grooming and their brand new fourth generation performance package. Boys, get ready for cuffing season like no other. Ready to take the leap into fall with Manscaped? Join the 2 million men worldwide using Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off plus free shipping using the promo code HAYES. That's H-A-Y-E-S. Get to manscaped.com. Use the promo code HAYES. You'll save 20% off plus free shipping. And I have a gripe with you on the far right, because ever since your little bulk barn rant, I have been taking one-timers of gummy bears, and like every break,
oh, no.
I'm going upstairs for a lap, and I'm facing
good.
The edge. I'm creeping Dude, towards the edge.
I've got,
concerned.
Before we get to Keegan, I've got one other element that I was doing during my feeding in the morning, like when I was putting the squeeze on the 2X. That will just absolutely blow your mind.
All right, save it. Save it for 5 o'clock. All right? Save it, and we'll hear what you have to say. Because Keegan Mathison is with us now from MLB.com. He may have his own move or two. What's your eating routine like on the road these days, Keegan?
Boys, I hate to interrupt good radio, but I'm happy to be a part of it. My eating routine, I wouldn't call it healthy. You know, it's... The road is not a place for dieting and fitness, I don't think, at this point. But you try to get that one item a day that lets you lie to yourself. This morning,
what about after the game tonight in Mini? Like, what are you going to feed on?
Oh, man, that's going to be a room service call. That's going to be a pray the bar is open call on the way back. You know what? Downtown Mini, fellas, I took a walk around for lunch today. Yeah. Not a lot happening right now. I think I landed on about option 10 to pull into for lunch, but me and the boys getting off the morning shift, we had a good one.
Good to hear. We're living vicariously through you, man. You're on the road. There's not a lot of other people doing that. And yet up here at home, as you're aware, we're waiting to hear news on the 6-game homestand, and the Jays are selling advanced seating to upwards of a packed barn. I think at this point we know they have 15,000 allowed in attendance. They've been home for quite some time, and to my knowledge, they have had no issues with COVID, no tracing issues with COVID, no breakouts or anything like that. How big of an advantage and boost do you think it would be to have expanded capacity for the final homestand?
Boys, that'd be amazing to see what Toronto could fill into that building. We have seen how this city rallies around not just the Blue Jays when they're in it. We saw what happened with the Raptors. You see it with the Leafs, of course, too, TFC, but the 15,000 that have been in there have been loud, have really filled that building out well. And having that 500 level filled out, I think, would really add to that, because, you know, this team going through those Dunedin days and Buffalo days, I know at the time it was a better option than nothing. But when you're comparing to nothing, a lot of things are better options. So being back in Toronto, I think getting that full house would be a real boost, and I guess pressure's on now with this ticket sale.
Chatting with Keegan Mathison of MLB.com. He's at the park down in Minnesota ahead of the 4-game series against the Twins. I don't know if you had a chance to speak with any of the players, but what has been the general reaction to what Kevin Kiermaier had to say post-game last night?
You know, that's an interesting one for today. You know, Kevin Kiermaier saying that last night after we finished up speaking with Montoya and Borucki. But that adds a little spice to this, guys. The Rays and Blue Jays have been rivals, but not the real rivals. It's more of a rivalry because of the division, because of how tough the Rays play them. But when you add something extra like this, that's when a rivalry gets good. When these teams want to face each other, when there's a little friction, when there's something on the line. And, I mean, I like that quote from Kevin Kiermaier. That adds something to it. If they meet in the ALDS, it'll be something to watch. I don't think anyone's going to throw at each other when you're in the playoffs, but man, oh man, it would make it pretty interesting to watch, especially those Kiermaier at bats, and especially if there's a few run gap in that game.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was, I was fine with it last night. I know it's old school, and I know we're not allowed to admit that anymore, but listen, it got him in the numbers. He's fine. He said it afterwards, and if it leads to more of an issue and more of a, I guess, a rivalry, I think that could actually be a very good thing in the future. But what was not a very good thing yesterday was the way the pitching staff tried to hold up without Hyun Jin Ryu in the rotation yesterday.
and Ryu will likely not be back for the remaining two starts he was slated to have. He could be, but you never know. How do they get through these final two starts if Ryu is not back? Because I'm not sure Merriweather into Stripling and beyond is something that Montoya wants to do again.
Yeah, that's not plan A by any means. And I'm just taking a stroll out towards the outfield here, guys. Ryu is lightly tossing here to Reese McGuire. I won't bore you with a play-by-play from 20 feet away here, but he's starting to throw a little bit, not quite on a mound, not maxed. But with that neck injury, it's tough to measure day-to-day. How are you going to wake up feeling if you're Ryu? And you're right, piecing together a bullpen game like that is not going to work because the Blue Jays, that bullpen has improved a bit, but it doesn't have the depth of those four or five really dynamic guys. You have Meza, you have Romano at that back end, but you've got to have somebody eat those three or four innings. I think Thomas Hatch being on that roster for that night might have helped out. You can't predict Stripling's only going to go 1 1/3, but after that happens, after the bulk guy only goes an inning and a third, you're just trying to get out of that game at that point. You would have loved to see a Sacedo or someone take those three innings, but you're really fighting uphill. And against a team like the Rays, good luck.
We'll get you out of here on a question about George Springer, the leadoff man who was 0-for-5 last night. Looking at his stats in September, and I know he's dealing with the injury, but he's got one home run in September. He's batting 176. He's got an OPS of 543. It is ugly for Springer right now. Is it more injury? Is it more he's been so hot when he has been healthy, so he was due for a slump and it's just happening at the worst time in September? What is your read on what's going on with Springer?
Well, of course he's not 100%, but I think when I see him running around here and running the bases, a lot better than it was 2 weeks ago. There were some games a couple of weeks ago, guys, where you would watch him go down the first base line and be cringing, just thinking, man, is this guy staying in? Is he good enough to be staying in right now? He looks better moving around naturally, but these are the types of games that you sign George Springer for. He is a guy who's had success down the stretch and into October. Now, the Blue Jays have offensive talent who's done it in the regular season, but these games, these next 10 games, are exactly why you sign George Springer. If he's in the outfield, that's a bonus, but you need him performing like he has and like he can at the top of the lineup. We saw him take that jump after the quad injuries. It was almost overnight that he really kicked it into gear. But clock is finally ticking on this season, so they'll need to see it soon.
Enjoy yourself down there, Keegan. Don't get into any trouble post-game, buddy. Right back to your room and room service and do your thing, all right?
Yeah, I'll check in with a tweet, fellas. I appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate the time. There he is, Keegan Matheson of MLB.com. On the field, live updates from
Love
many.
It.
Love it. Thanks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I would just creep around and just find somewhere to belly up, laptop, write your piece. And just...
Now there's a place, right? He was talking about it where he's right downtown Minneapolis, the Loon Cafe. Spent a few nights there. Very good place.
Oh,
there's
like
a square when you go downtown there. There's lots of little corner bars and stuff like
Carolina
that.
Carolina Hurricanes fired up a little table in an establishment.
Oh, yeah.
And we thought we were cooking with oil. And then the Vikings walked in, and we might as well have lit ourselves on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got, like, loser status.
Oh, my God, did we get dusted.
Isn't there a big mall in Minnesota?
Yeah, Mall of America. It's the biggest mall, I think, in North America.
Right.
There's West Edmonton Mall in Edmonton and Mall of America in Minneapolis, and both of them are built, I believe, built by the Garmisian brothers.
Oh, it's shout out. How about that?
Are.
Nice.
I can't believe you have that intel. Like,
that's a nerd day off right there.
Going walking around the mall on your day
off.
Walking
around the mall?
Yeah. No guy. No dice.
Non-gi.
Non-gi.
Take that back, please.
Non-gi. Exactly. Rescinded.